Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Wednesday morning. Well, look, last night stunk. It really did. It really, really stunk. And the Phils are backs are really, really, really up against the wall. We'll talk about it all show today, obviously. A loss really where almost no sector of the team played well. Starting pitching not good, bullpen not good, bats not good, stars not good. Complimentary role players not good. So here we are. Must-win game today. Look, today is a look-back show. Today is a look-ahead show. Has to be. We'll do it all with you. 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, John.
Zachary Taylor, 12th president
yes,
of
sir.
The United States of America.
Yep.
Never voted until his own presidential election.
Yeah. All right.
So oh that was the correct reaction. Like, yep.
All right. Here's the deal, guys. All right. I want to hear from everyone. I want to hear from as many people as possible on last night and looking ahead. So let me just say this. I already said it, but let me repeat it. No sector of the team did well last night. The stars weren't stars. The role players weren't playing roles. Aaron Nola was a disappointment. The bullpen, again, was a disaster. It's really been a fiasco. The bullpen has been a fiasco in this series.
They've given up more runs in 3 innings this year in the postseason than they did in 13 innings last year.
Well, yep. I mean, we do have to examine the possibility the Mets may simply be better as defined by the last 4 months. Because, you know, since London, they've been significantly better. And in this series, they've been significantly better. I mean, guys, let's be real about this reality. If the Phillies didn't have a borderline miraculous comeback in Game 2, this series would be over. I mean, it'd just be done. So to a certain extent, we're lucky there is a game 4. I will just tell you this right out of the gate. I would start Zach Wheeler tonight, and I've wrestled with this a lot, and I didn't expect to get to this point, and I didn't get to it till driving in this morning. I'm just telling you I would because I would trust my main dude, knowing that I then get Christopher Sanchez on normal rest in game 5, and I would go with Wheeler tonight on short rest. And I would know I'd actually have Ranger ready to come out of the bullpen. If you know, Wheeler, if he goes tonight, presumably isn't going to give you 7 or 8 innings, you know? So I might need Ranger to pop in there in the 5th or the 6th. And then I'd have him. Let me put it this way. I'd rather pitch Zach Wheeler for 5 innings and Ranger for 1 than vice versa. So, but we'll get to tonight in a little bit. John, let's start with last night. Your reaction from Nola to Bryce to everything else. Freaking Austin Hayes. And Rojas, John, the floor is yours.
These players, this manager, this GM, they've all talked about timing it up so that we'd hit the playoffs playing our best baseball. You know, full speed, playing our best ball. We heard that thrown around. Is that our best ball? What we saw? Is that the way you want to go out? With just a whimper like that.
Yep.
I believe that our Phillies completely forgot how it feels to be a great baseball team. It's been too long.
It's been a long time.
Since, wow, that was, my gosh, May. May, it was going back. They're just not as strong as I thought they were. I believe they forgot great. And it's now been too long. It's likely the baseball season ends tonight because the Mets figured out great. The Mets are going to now pour it on because they smell blood. They know they can't let, you know, they know their chances are best if they don't let it come back to Philly. So I think the Mets will. They will pull out all the stops tonight. But our team isn't as strong as they should be or as strong as I thought they were. And it's just like... Alec Bohm has proven to us that he's soft and can't be depended upon in the biggest spots. He saw 5 pitches and 4 at-bats last night. Unbelievable. our team is not as resilient as I thought they were when they're up against a tough-minded and focused team like the Mets. The Mets are playing like a really good team. And we're playing like the team that's gone 33 and 32 since the All-Star break. It really does. That's what we look like. That's what we feel like. They look like the team that's got the best record in baseball ever since their dumb grimace thing. It's just the way it is right now. And I can't believe it timed up like this again. You know, this is not what we were told was going to happen. Not what I was hoping would happen. The Mets play better baseball than we do right now. And, you know, as a result, I expect they're going to win this series unless drastic things happen. Drastic things would be Zach Wheeler starting tonight. I think Ranger starts tonight, but I have no idea what that's going to look like. Zach better be ready, you know, just to save things out of the bullpen. I know that sounds crazy, but I think that that's doable. Pull out all the stops. I was positive because we have no idea what Ranger can give us, because it's been so bad for Ranger for quite some time now.
Yeah.
This was the game that I was saying, okay, we're not going to be able to win this one. There's no way we're going to be able to pull this one out.
You need it, Nola.
But we'll come back here to Philly, and we'll be able to win that one. How do we get it back to Philly?
Look, so there's two different directions. There's last night, there's tonight. Let me just start with this. I don't want to move off last night in 5 seconds. Nola was a disappointment. Was he a disaster? No.
The numbers?
Was he a disappointment?
No, you know what?
Yes.
He was
a disappointment.
Bad in one inning. It was the sixth inning.
But
up through the fifth, I thought he was good. And
I thought he was okay.
When Polar Bear parked the solo home run, like that was a pitch. I don't even think it was a strike. It was a four-seamer that was high and outside.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought it was, you know, a good job of getting bat on ball. Look, that was crazy went opposite but field with that thing.
In the end, it still turns into 5 innings and 4 runs. I mean, that's the line.
Yes.
Aaron Nola, 5 in a huge spot. In a huge spot.
He was out
huge
of gas
spot.
For the sixth inning, and it felt like he was left in too long.
That's
even though
thing.
Topper has done a good job of touch and go, let's get these guys in, moving, making decisions faster. Yesterday was one where Aaron Nola was depleted and could have been pulled and was in too long.
And let me just say this, and this ties into tonight, but it's like big picture. I don't care that the Mets are throwing a lefty tonight, okay? No more Rojas, no more Austin Hayes. No more.
Particularly Hayes. Hayes. At least Rojas has had a couple of bats this series that have been fine. Like Austin Hayes, I said at the trade deadline, I said it was a bad trade. I said it wasn't enough at the deadline. Like this guy, I take him off the playoff roster today. Like he stinks. He has done zero. You want to hear something wild? Guess how many times he's walked as a Philly. Take a guess.
Zero.
Zero. Zero freaking times this guy has walked as a Philly. Zero. Like, are you kidding me? Get him off the team.
Hey, why are these approaches just so deteriorated now? Like, yesterday, it was offensive in the sixth inning when, really, the game was on the line.
Well, that's when they lost the game.
Men on base. Yeah. It was Bryce Harper, the leader of our team on the field, on the diamond, and Nick Castellanos, who really has given us so much this season and going back to last season. But their at-bats were, their approaches were so poor when it mattered the most in the sixth inning.
Look,
I don't understand how it gets to that.
Here's what I'll say. Look, it was obviously where the game was primarily lost. It was the biggest sequence of the game. Nick hit the ball. It was bad luck that it went to the dude.
But it was still three straight swings, man. Six straight swings after two walks. You're waiting all game to get to Manaea. You get two walks, and you swing at six straight pitches.
It's
an embarrassment.
Manaea, like, why can't we make the opposing pitcher work the way they make our
and
pitcher.
And they started two in the beginning.
I would have rather Bryce struck out on three straight pitches without taking the bat off his shoulder than the way he struck out in that at bat. Like, make him throw a freaking strike to you before you're just swinging and flailing, especially when you know you can't hit the guy like Bryce.
It was
just
bad.
Inexplicable.
It was bad.
Why? Why does this happen? Why? Why?
Because they're not as good as we thought they were.
Yeah, that's
like,
the right
to Joe's
answer.
Point at the beginning, the Mets have been a better team for 3 months.
Four months.
We came into this deluding ourselves, thinking we were going to get the team we saw at the beginning of the season, who we only saw flashes of.
Yeah,
since then, the Mets are better. Like, right now, baseball's weird. We've seen things change. The Phillies were better than the Diamondbacks through game two last year. Things can change, but right now, the Mets are just flat out a better baseball team.
All right, look, we will take your reaction. 215-592-9494. Like I said, it's an awful lot on last night. It's also an awful lot on tonight. I just want to know from everyone listening, is it crazy talk to go to Zach Wheeler or not? I get the argument for, I get the argument against, I'm all ears. I am not saying I arrived at the decision to go to Zach Wheeler easily, because I didn't. And I actually didn't expect to get here. I really didn't. But just seeing the way that thing played out, seeing how anemic the bats are, and then just asking myself, who do I trust more? Who do I trust more? And the answer is, I trust.
It's just there's limitations to the human body. I just don't know how to manage that.
I don't know how to quantify
that
it.
That's scary.
I don't
want to mess around.
Look, I get
with
it.
Zach Wheeler's UCL here. Well, that's a big deal to me.
And the thought also is, you know, if you can just win this game without having to use him, you give yourself a great shot to win Game 5.
Absolutely.
I mean, I get it. So, all right. Where do you stand on all this? 215-592-9494, including who should start tonight. It's not an easy thing to answer because it is a lefty. So, like, I will tell you out of the gate, I'm putting Weston Wilson in left field tonight. Okay?
Martian Center.
I'm putting Martian center and Weston Wilson in left.
Can Cody Clemens play center? Like, is that a possibility?
It's a possibility.
I'm with you. It's Marsh. I'm joking around. But
No, it's to be considered.
The point is, yes, to your point, like change it up. Let other guys get a shot, because what's been happening isn't working.
Remove Alec Bohm.
No, I absolutely would not do that.
I would sit Alec Bohm tonight. I would sit Alec Bohm tonight.
Remove Alec Bohm. Alec Bohm is hurting our team, Joe.
Well, then Sosa plays third?
I would sit Alec Bohm in a second.
Sosa has been a disaster.
Bohm is mentally not ready for this right now. Are you kidding me? You ready for this? After he got benched in game two, so since he came into pinch hit in that game and last night, he's seen 8 pitches in 6 at-bats. Pitches.
But let's not act like Sosa's been good, and
Sosa's taking pitches. At least he's going up there with some sort of approach.
Yeah.
Bohm, like,
at least Sosa has a chance.
Yeah, I'm out on Bohm.
Alec Bohm, the way he got thrown out at second yesterday, I mean, that was way
Have you ever
out.
Seen anybody
that
with...
That was a terrible decision. He is out. He is out before he even gets up to the plate. That's the way I feel about him.
I don't agree with that.
And if that is pervasive, if that is going to spread, that attitude, just look at his face, man. He's not ready. He's not willing to be out there.
All right. Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.